I cannot see how it would benefit Sherrard in any way, because we're supposed to get about $80,000 additional revenue, but when you compare that to our loss in revenue from our replacement tax, you know, we're really probably only going to get about $30,000 in new money. And if you shifted all of the teacher pension costs to the local school districts, well, that number, the $30,000, would be dwarfed by that additional expense for the school district. I haven't pushed the numbers to see, you know, exactly what it would cost, but it is a giant number, and certainly we don't have the resources to be able to pay for that. So it is an idea to help the state budget, but really it's just moving money around and taking it from one pocket and putting it into another, and there's really no net gain, except for there's an additional burden now on the local school districts.
And the only way to rectify that for the local school district is to cut a lot of stuff or ask for a property tax increase?
Right, yeah. You basically have two options, and that is to cut expenses, and so you could have deep cuts in all of your programs and staffing, or you could raise property taxes, because if the state's not going to come up with the money, then you have to go to your other sources, and really for a school district, that basically means property taxes. And so more than likely it would be a combination of both, you know, with property taxes and cuts, but it's certainly not something that the school districts could easily absorb. And it really doesn't change anything, because the Illinois residents are still paying for it. It's just that they're going to pay for it through property tax instead of through income tax.